Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks recently drove from his home in Vermont up to Montreal to do some shopping. On the way back, he found he was harboring an illegal immigrant.
It was a healthy little jasmine tree, nearly 4 feet tall. It stood on the floor of the car, its top leaves grazing the ceiling, filling the interior with its calm, delicate scent. We waited our turn at the border until the customs and immigration guy, wearing black leather gloves, waved our car up. Yes, we'd bought things in Canada, a sink and a coffee table at IKEA, and the jasmine tree. "Is it in dirt?" he asked. "Huh? You got a certificate for it?" "Huh?" A small smile came over his face. He kept my green card and told me to step out of the car and go into the door on the left. This was the deal. The jasmine tree came from a nursery that had not been visited and licensed by the USDA. Being from Canada, that well-known haven for germs, it could be harboring who knows what biohazards. We had two options. We could drive 60 miles back to Montreal and return it, or we could place it outside by a bin marked USDA, and the USDA would incinerate it. It was the word incinerate that made up my mind. The jasmine tree was as innocent as it was beautiful, and no one was going to incinerate it in the name of homeland security. "Look, rather than waste it," I said, "I'll give it to you as a present. Put it in the corner, water it every other day, make the office smell lovely." His face hardened. "We can't allow it in the United States," he said. "You take it back or we incinerate it." I had another bright idea. We did a U-turn, drove back to the Canadian customs. I offered it to them. "Put it in the corner, water it every other day, make the office smell lovely." The Canadian guy's face hardened. "We're not allowed to accept gifts," he said. "You can drive up the road and dump it in the ditch." I've crossed that border dozens of times, and I've always found the U.S. border guards crisp, the Canadians affable. This was a new level of brutality, and we were stunned. The jasmine was a small matter, of course. It wasn't a human life at stake. But that's what made it all the more chilling. I'd never met anyone who would go out of his way to incinerate a plant rather than have it brighten his office. I tried one last tactic. Between the two customs posts was a duty-free shop. We carried the jasmine inside, walked up to the first cashier, whose name was Ariane, and offered it to her. She was stunned. Other staff came over, asking questions, breathing in its scent, calling to each other in French, "The monsieur, the customs, forbidden, Ariane, un cadeau, a present." Ariane stood with the tree in her hands, blossoming.
Tim Brooks is a regular essayist for Weekend Edition.